You know, Rafer, I was just thinking about this movie the other day.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
You know, the one where you have the one white cop and the one black cop and the...
Right. And are they buddies?
They're kind of like adversaries, but at the same time, they need to sort of work together.
Right.
You know that one?
I know that movie.
One might be kind of a loose cannon, and the other might be...
kind of buttoned down and sort of a by-the-rules kind of guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of them is almost like a rookie, sort of, not quite totally all there. And the other just maybe knows a little bit too much about how the game works.
Right.
You know that movie?
I know that one movie, one movie you're talking about.
God, I just could not remember the title of it. What's the title of that movie?
Well, right now, Kristen... it's Safe House.
Oh, that's right. Safe House.
Denzel Washington, Ryan Reynolds.
That is correct. And you know, there's so much to talk about with this movie.
So much.
There's so much. So before we do that, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. And this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer. We were just kind of joking around about Safe House kind of being some sort of script off the stereotype pile.
Yes.
Everything's kind of what you might expect it to be, maybe, but I'll let you give a summary of it anyway, just in case.
Okay. All right. So the summary is, action flick. It's Ryan Reynolds plays a rookie CIA agent who is assigned to a safe house in Cape Town, South Africa. Not quite clear why it's ever Cape Town. I don't really know, but that's where he's based. And he's a low-level guy.
Let's explain what a safe house is.
Oh, a safe house. Well, it's a bunker. It's a place where the CIA – I say this as if I know. It's a place where the CIA brings its high-profile assets to be either protected or, as we see in this film, brutally interrogated and tortured. Mm-hmm. So it's a bunker, basically. So Ryan Reynolds is stuck. You know, he wants to be out there in the field doing all the glamorous, you know, dirty work, but he's stuck, minding this empty safe house where nobody ever comes until one day Denzel Washington is brought in. He's a rogue agent who was one of the agency's best, but he turned traitor, and now he's dealing in the shadowy world of secrets and cold hard cash and counterfeit. And of course, things go wrong. The safe house is compromised, and Ryan Reynolds and Denzel Washington are on the run. Ryan Reynolds is basically trying to bring him in, back to the CIA. That's Denzel Washington is his charge, but of course, it turns out there's a little more to Denzel Washington's character than meets the eye.
Oh,
there always is.
There always is with Denzel.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And I have to point out throughout all of this, there's lots of shooting.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's lots of chasing.
Yes.
There's lots of driving. There's lots of running. There's lots of driving to a situation where you have to jump out of the car and then chase.
Yep.
And then run and then shoot and then get into another car. And sometimes there's a bit of punching.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yes, yes.
A bit of strangling.
There's a neck snap.
Oh, there is a neck snap.
Early, it comes early on, but yeah, there's a neck snap. There's
some waterboarding.
A broken glass stab.
Broken glass stab.
Sure. There's a screwdriver stab. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's all that good stuff.
Sure.
And then there's also some psychological chit-chat. Not just your average buddy chit-chat, but
you're
maybe
right.
I'm trying to get into your brain.
Right. I'm already in your head.
I know how your brain works. I'm
right.
just trying to tear your brain apart. I'm just trying to drive you crazy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I get the feeling, Kristen, from your tone.
Oh, no.
That you did not care for this movie too much.
That's such a nice way to put it. You did not care for this movie so much. You know, that's not true. I hated it.
Oh, you hated it.
I actually just hated it.
Did you really? You hated this movie? Because I will tell you, I thought it was a perfectly good action flick.
What?
I was happy to be sitting there the whole way through.
Oh, my God. No, no.
Now, what did you not like about it?
I was irritated and I was bored at the same time.
Okay.
I just thought, wow, all this really loud, explosive, punching, explosions, chasing, driving. I would forget partway through, like, why they were running and who was chasing whom and how it started.
Important.
It just went on and on.
That's, I mean, come on. Like, that matters.
And I don't mind some explosions. I love watching a nice big fireworks display, but
yeah.
That's pretty and I know why I'm there.
Yeah.
This movie, I just was, I'm like, oh, and... I was irritated with the characters.
Oh,
I,
really? You didn't find the characters appealing?
Let's talk a little bit about these characters.
Okay.
We all know who they are. We have our naive, young, up-and-comer,
mm-hmm.
sexiest
that's
man alive.
Ryan Reynolds,
2010
that's right.
Ryan Reynolds, yes. And then we have our smarter, older, more experienced guy.
Yes, the crafty veteran.
The crafty veteran played by... 1996 sexiest man alive, Denzel Washington.
That's right. So this is right in your wheelhouse, Kristen. Come
I
on.
Love the sexiest men alive. I love them. I mean, kind of love them. Sometimes they make mistakes. Harry Hamlin, what? That was a long time ago.
That was, well, People Magazine.
Yeah,
what can you do?
What can you do? But I wanted to like them. I wanted to like this movie. But I felt it was all over the place. Very frenetic. I can't even explain it. There were moments where I just was irritated and bored.
Okay. Well, I grant you that the characters are pretty stock. I mean, here's one thing I'll say. The screenwriter, this is his first film, a guy named David Guggenheim, who, speaking of People Magazine, he was not the Guggenheim you're thinking of.
Okay.
Unless he's related. I don't know. But I think you're thinking of maybe now I can't remember the name of the other Guggenheim filmmaker, but
yeah,
at any
there
rate,
was another Guggenheim filmmaker.
Yes, yeah, but he's
I
a
think
documentarian.
He did, like, Waiting for Superman, or
yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe Davis Guggenheim. Anyway, this guy is this is his first screenplay, and he's a former Us Weekly editor for 10 years. And he's written other scripts.
I love
on spec.
Us Weekly.
Yeah, who doesn't? Right?
Yeah. They're just like us.
Stars, they're just like us. So now here he is, you know, on his first produced screenplay, I should say. And, you know, I think when you look at the film, it's pretty clear that he's a guy who's nailing down all the basics of the genre, right? You know, as we've said, it's the rookie CIA agent, it's the crafty veteran guy. There's the film does play some kind of I don't think I'm giving too much away here that it turns out that Denzel Washington's character, Tobin Frost, is actually maybe not all bad. And so we're playing shell game with, you know, who's the real villain at the, you know, in the higher levels of the CIA? Is it Sam Shepard? Is it Vera Farmiga? Is it Brendan Gleeson? You know, who's going to be the actual rat, right? You also have the girlfriend, Ryan Reynolds' pretty girlfriend, who was
shoot
out of the way very quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
put on a train and get out of here, so the boys can have their fun, basically. So you've got these kind of you've got a script that does feel in some ways very basic to me, but I felt that it worked, and I think to me the reason it worked is because the directing I thought was really good. The director is named Daniel Espinosa. And despite his name, he's actually Swedish. And this is his first, like, American breakthrough. But I thought the directing was really good. I thought some of the fight scenes were actually quite good. Didn't you like when Denzel Washington was fighting the ethnically vague assassin guy who comes after him, right? The two of them start duking it out in the slum.
I don't even know what you're talking about. There was a certain point where I just couldn't tell the fights apart.
Like, really?
Did I just see this? I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure, like, 15 seconds ago that I saw the same fight, only it was in a stadium or possibly in a car.
Okay. Right.
Maybe it was in a parking lot.
Right.
It might have been back at the safe house because – it's just one fight scene after another fight scene after another fight scene.
It was an action movie.
It was fight porno. It was just like, all right.
Now, wait. Well, okay. So, but what's the difference between let's say
Love Actually? Well, I know. You're about to draw a comparison. No. Okay. What were you going to say?
No. This and, say, Haywire, or this and Mission Impossible, the latest Mission Impossible. Why did you dislike this one as opposed to those?
Well, first of all, my ears started to hurt partway through this movie. There's lots of loud noises.
Yeah, okay.
I'm an old lady, and I don't like all those old noises when I go to the movies.
Okay.
No, but really, Haywire. You know I really liked Haywire.
I know. You liked Haywire more than I did.
I loved it. I have this one character I get to follow. She's really interesting and surprising. You don't get to see a strong woman that often and get to see all of her methodology and what goes into what she does. And
she is a more compelling character than what you've got here in Safe House.
Yeah,
that's
neither
for sure.
of these are very compelling characters, actually.
Yeah.
Not to me, they aren't. And maybe they could have worked a little bit more in character development, and maybe that's a ridiculous thing to ask of an action movie, but I would have liked to have been more interested in the characters.
Huh.
And their way of trying to get us more interested in at least one of the characters, Ryan Reynolds, was just to have him have a flimsy romance to show that he has a heart underneath it all.
Yes, right. Right.
That was terrible. I didn't believe for one second that he had a heart just because of that.
The romance in the film is definitely a little, the girl as soon as she shows up very early, right, and, you know, padding around in her nightie as the girlfriends always do in these movies. And one of the first things she says to him is, you know, do you want to come back to bed? Which is what girlfriends in these movies always say stuff like that.
That's
you know,
all that's all a girlfriend really is good for in
right.
these kinds of movies.
Oh, and also. What was my other favorite? Oh, I love it when you speak French, she says to Ryan Reynolds. I kept thinking, like, I bet you actually no French person has ever said that to another American in the history of the world. I bet you that has never actually happened ever. So that was kind of funny. So, you know, and there was – speaking of character development, there were a couple of moments where I thought the film got a little carried away with itself. And the one is when he's parting from the girlfriend – you know, and saying, I'm sorry, I've put you in danger. You've got to get out of here. And it's this very intense emotional scene. And it looks as though Ryan Reynolds is about to start crying. And I kept thinking, like, I hope this movie doesn't expect me to start crying because that is not happening. That's not why I'm here in this film. Just because Ryan Reynolds found something to cry about here does not mean I'm going to start crying.
Did you cry?
I did not.
Really?
So there's a couple scenes in there where I feel like it gets a little... It begins to overestimate its abilities a little bit. But I feel like it was a fast-moving, solidly put together, and very well-directed action film, I thought. I was perfectly happy to be in the theater watching it. Again, 10 minutes after walking out of the theater, you'll forget you ever saw it. But I think for February and, you know, given the other dreck that's out there in the movies, I think it's your best bet for a good action flick.
No, it's like one of the worst movies I've seen in the last year.
No kidding,
one of the worst.
Worse than Journey 2, The Mysterious Island.
That is correct. Worse
Whoa.
Than that. Worse
right.
than The Vow.
Okay.
These are the other big movies out this
yes,
week, by the
right.
way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Safe House. I know it's got the star power, but it didn't do it for me. It did not do it for me.
All right.
And if anybody brought me to this movie and this was a date, it would be the worst date ever. There'd be no second date.
Wow. Bad date.
Bad
date.
Huh? Date. Bad right. date.
Well, I can't imagine what girl I would take to this movie, but I would call it
a girl
a
that you're trying to
date.
Break up with. A girlfriend that you just don't like that much.
Even
no.
with the sexiest men alive in it, you thought it was a bad date. All
I
right.
know. There are two sexiest men alive. No good. No. Bad. Bad, 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 bad date. Bad date.
All right. Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
So... Anywho, I'm sure there'll be very, very, very good movies coming out in the next year that will also be the same formula that I might just love.
That's
there'll
right.
be a rookie, there'll be a veteran.
There'll be a veteran.
There'll be a rogue agent. And you know what?
One black, one white, perhaps.
Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? But there'll be something else that comes along that's better than this, I think.